UN Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Francis Vendrell, met the former King of Afghanistan, Mohammad Zahir Shah, in Rome. Speaking after 45 minutes of talks with former Afghan monarch Mohammad Zahir Shah on Sunday, UN envoy Francis Vendrell said the current crisis in the region might ironically help Afghanistan turn its back on its violent past. Vendrell also said that the king has remarked his wish to be close to his country, especially in this hour.
He has told me about his wish to be of help to the people of Afghanistan at this difficult hour for Afghanistan. He has expressed his, of course, his great pain at what has been happening in the United States. And I, on my part, am convinced from the contact that the United Nations Special Mission in Afghanistan has had with many Afghans, that His Majesty can play a very important role in the coming months.
The 86-year-old Shah, who has been living in Rome since he was deposed in 1973, appealed for an emergency assembly of representatives of all Afghan groups to be convened to elect a head of state and set up a transitional government.
The people, this could be an opportunity for the people of Afghanistan to finally determine, see their own future, and have a better future than they have had for the past 25 years.
The king is due to meet later this week with a delegation from the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance to discuss the idea and establish a broad-based coalition aimed at countering the Kabul rulers. Yet, finding a new government for Afghanistan may be almost as hard as disposing of the old one.